going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is interesting. From the New York Post, some of the most prevalent UFO conspiracy theories, including the ones about aliens being housed at Area 51, were fueled by the Pentagon.
Oh.
In an effort to provide cover for a secret weapons program, according to a bombshell report in the Wall Street Journal. A review by the Department of Defense found that in the 1980s, an Air Force colonel visited a Nevada bar near Area 51 and gave the owner fabricated photos of flying saucers near the secret government base, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Now, is that more plausible than little green men came down and they captured them? And it is. Of course it is.
The incident renewed local fervor over UFOs, with the now retired colonel confessing to Pentagon investigators that he was on an official mission to spread disinformation and hide the true purpose of the site where they were testing the first ever stealth airplane.
Well, as a student of conspiracy theories, you know,
you're a master.
I will say that that is one of the greatest conspiracy theories, is that the powers that be, whoever they are, you always ask, who's they?
Who's they?
Mm-hmm. We don't know. The powers that be go around spreading false conspiracy theories to throw the people who are close to the truth off of their track. Does that make sense? Did you follow me there? Do you want me to circle back?
I smell what you're cooking.
Okay. I mean, we got to think outside of the box here to really get to the bottom of it.
By the way, my niece just texted in, Lydia, and this is one of my biggest pet peeve phrases. I could care less.
I could not care less.
Correct. Because if you could care less, you actually do
care. You actually do.
About whatever it is. That's the last one.
Okay.
Thank you, Lydia. Thank you for listening to your uncle. A soccer fan died during the Nations League final yesterday between Spain and Portugal after falling from an overhead level onto the media platform below.
Like the guy at the baseball game.
I think this would have been a larger fall than, what was that, 21 feet or something
like
that?
It was onto a dirt track. This was onto a concrete.
Yeah, the incident occurred during the first period of extra time at the Munich Stadium. Tensions were high between the rival players and fans were becoming animated. Portugal, by the way, apparently it's important, went on to win in penalty kicks. But this this young person, doesn't say if it's a man or a woman, died in the first overtime period. Florida sheriff is accused of participating in a massive illegal gambling operation. He was granted a $1 million bond. Marcos Lopez, 56, was arrested and charged last Thursday with racketeering and conspiracy, both first-degree felonies, in connection with what prosecutors are calling a massive illegal gambling operation in Central Florida. The operation generated more than $21 million.
Woo!
He was elected sheriff in Osceola County in 2020. He took campaign contributions, personal payments from the operation before going on to play a multifaceted role in expanding and protecting the illegal enterprise, using his office to shield it from law enforcement. That's not good. Wow. Okay. $21 million in total. And we love these stories. There's a new villain living in Walter White's house, Joanne Quintana.
Oh, good luck, Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Grew up in the ranch-style home in Albuquerque, New Mexico during the filming of Breaking Bad, which aired from 2008 to 2013. Now Quintana has to deal with fans of the show flocking to the famous house to take pictures, much to her chagrin.
Or to throw a pizza on the roof.
Well, wait a minute. So she lived there while it was being filmed. She knew it was a famous home.
Correct. But Sam, it's not really even the homeowner that I feel bad for, because you know what you're signing up for there.
Yep.
That cul-de-sac in that neighborhood is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
One of my children went and visited Santa Fe, New Mexico. They did the tour. They tried to go by and look at the house. There were angry signs like, get out of our neighborhood.
So Joanne is apparently sitting in her front lawn these days and yelling at fans as they approach the house to take a photograph or to throw pizza. By the way,
it's a famous scene in the in the series.
That's what I was going to ask.
He throws a gigantic
spoiler. I'm just kidding.
Full pizza out of the box, the whole thing.
Okay.
Frisbees
like a frisbee.
It up onto the roof.
Okay.
And now people think it's funny to go do that.
So here's what she's yelling at the fans as they're approaching. You can take a picture from that corner. Do not get close. And no tripods, no nothing. One picture, you go.
No tripods? What are we doing, a full
photo
shoot?
We don't want a professional here.
Somebody else came up and said, hey, I'm a huge fan of Breaking Bad. She said, the whole world is a fan, not impressed.
I believe she was also spraying people with her garden hose.
She got her garden hose out and was spraying people as they approached.
Is that a crime? Just trying to water my grass.
You're stepping on the grass that I'm trying to water. That's not my fault.
You want this grass to be luscious and green. I got to water it.
That's right. Want it to look good in your picture. We got to run. Bonus hour is next. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, the greatest man in these United States, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott. We will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.